My name is Sharon Mitchell, and today is March the 5th of 2010, and I'm interviewing Luther Clark. And this is about your World War II military experience. And one of the first things I'm going to do would be to take a picture of you.
Of course, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in December of 41, December the 7th, 41. And from there, I was working in Louisville. We were building an airport down there. It used to be Stanford Field, and they changed that to Louisville International now. But helped pour the first concrete down there. Well, I was preparing to go. I just graduated from school in 1940, high school, and was preparing to go to UK that next fall. I was trying to get some money together to go. And then I wasn't drafted. I volunteered. There was four of us that lived at Forks of Elkhorn, and there was four of us volunteered. And Bruce Hawkinsmith was one that, Bruce was a day older than me. His birthday, January the 13th, mine January the 14th.
Okay.
Of course, he's dead now, and we signed up here in Frankfort, and they said it'd be about 2 weeks before they would have a place for us. So we were supposed to get on the train right here across the street, the date that they gave us, and go to Louisville, and said that we'd come back that evening, but it didn't happen. By 11:30 or 12 o'clock that night, I was in Great Lakes, Illinois, already sent there at boot camp.
So you didn't get to go back home and tell them
bye
or anything?
Oh, no. And from there, the only time we were having any time to ourselves is when we were taking shots. And I was in boot camp 3 weeks, 6 weeks from a signed up here in Frankfort. I was in Kodiak, Alaska, putting me aboard ship up there.
I rode that
ship for 2 years and 2 months without getting back home. I didn't know they could keep you that long. But I guess you're in there, they keep you as long as they want to. But anyway, we worked the whole Aleutian chain.
Now, were you in the Army, Navy, or
Navy.
What? You were in the Navy. Okay.
Yeah, I was aboard ship in the Navy. And if you look on the map, you see the Aleutian chain going out, and the last two islands is Kiska and Attu. And they had Japanese on those two islands. We worked out of Dutch Harbor. That was just about middle ways of the Aleutian chain. And of course, that's where we tied the ship up. And what we were really there for was to escort Russian ships through the chain to Kodiak Pass and down to Bremerton and Seattle, Washington. They were picking up these new Liberty ships. They'd come over here in just an old fishing boat and trade those things in and get a new Liberty ship just loaded to the gunwales with everything. And then come back to Kodiak, and we'd escort them back out to Kiska and Attu, and then they'd go on just a short distance on over to Russia.
Now, what's a Liberty ship?
Ma'am?
What is a Liberty ship?
That was a Kaiser-built ship. They manufactured those ships, and it was kind of a light-duty ship, but it was an enormous thing. Well, it was about the same as this right here. This is the ship that I was on. That's a Kaiser-built ship. And that thing is about, I forgot how long it was.
Can you estimate it as far as like a football field or?
Oh, at least a football field. Oh, yes.
And they used those, they were...
And we carried 26 landing boats. That was the smaller boats that carried them right up on the back of there. And that's the one that we made the invasions with. we'd let those boats down on the side when we were in an invasion, and we'd put the Marines would go down the ladder, rope ladders, and get in those boats. I think there's about 30 Marines in a landing, plus the 26 boats. I don't know whatever that is, 30 times 26. That's how many Marines would go in those invasions. But we carried the Marines on there ourselves. And then in the invasion, like at Iwo Jima, we'd put them over the side and put them in that, those boats. And they'd rendezvous. They'd call it just going in a circle right outside the ship. And there'd be another APA doing the same thing right side of us. They'd just be strung out all the way up and down the side of that island. And when I got them all, the waves, they called them in waves. And when they'd get them all unloaded and they'd have them lined up, you know, ready to go in, these 30 or so that in each one of those boats, well, that's when they'd make the first wave or the second wave or whatever it would be. But those boats, at Iwo Jima, now there wasn't too much action in Lucians, other than taking those two little islands.
Now, what time period are we talking about? Is this toward the end of the war, or at the beginning, or what?
This was the beginning of the war.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd already bombed Pearl Harbor, and I don't know why they sent us up there, but like I say, I was up there for 2 years and 2 months riding that smaller ship, the YP, in as a patrol boat, and we were escorting the Russian ships, just carrying new ships and cargo from the United States, called it land lease. I don't think we ever got paid for it. I don't know. But anyhow, it's just put you in your mind that you don't know who your allies are. But anyhow, we did that for 2 years and 2 months. And come to find out, the only thing that I ever learned Russian was, what was that now? Well, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyhow, it meant many thanks. That was the only thing they'd say in Russian. We found out what it said. But that's all they ever hollered to us. We'd be escorting them through there, and they'd, ocean spasipo. That's what it was. That's Russian for many things. And yeah, they'd holler that at us, wave at us. Of course, we wouldn't be on their ship. We'd just be escorting them through the chain, and they'd go on down to Seattle and Bremerton, pick up these commodities. Well, anyway, they'd come back, and long toward the end of that escorting them through there, they would, we found out there was one of those ships that cracked a seam in the hull somewhere around here. And we got to go aboard one of those Russian ships one time. And, of course, that ocean spasipo was still going on. Many things. Everything was many things. Well, anyway, found out that instead of taking the ship back to Russia, they were taking the ships and what they were loaded with, what laden with, and giving it to Japan. We was fighting Japan. There's a lot of things going on that I, questions in my mind that I didn't understand at all.
You were loading materials, supplies, onto the Russian ships, and the Russians were taking them to the Japanese.
They traded the whole ship and everything to Japan, and we were fighting Japan. Don't make sense to you, don't make sense to me. But and they called it lend-lease. That's what it says. They don't think they ever got paid for it. But you don't know who your allies are. Well, anyhow, after that, they sent me back to the States for new construction. And they put me on this ship here. This is the APA 194, USS Sandoval, named after Sandoval County, New Mexico. And I rode that for a year. And our first trip from, we picked that up in Portland, Oregon. I set the first watch on it. Not by myself, the other crew, you know.
Right.
But I was part of that crew that set the first watch on that ship. And when we got back to the Philippines, we joined up with the fleet that was in that part, that area, and we became part of that Pacific fleet. And whenever we made an invasion, well, the whole fleet would go to make the invasion, and we were right in the center of it. But
now, what was your actual job duties?
I was signalman.
Okay.
I don't know, I had a picture there somewhere. So this is where we're the ship. I don't know, we had this thing here a while ago. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's knock my glasses off.
Let me see.